Bloody Mary, the Bloody Mary legend of myth is based on the story that if the Bloody Mary of legend was summoned in, this would unleash an evil spirit from the past. In the Bloody Mary legend, the ghost or spirit of Bloody Mary could be summoned by chanting Bloody Mary into a mirror in a dark room lit only by a candle. The evil spirit unleashed in the form of Bloody Mary might perform any number of terrifying acts, from bloody murder to abduction. The Bloody Mary legend and myth have the power to spark the imagination, and her story is used as a basis for the ghost story told to frighten any listeners. Reenacting the Bloody Mary legend enables people to satisfy their craving for excitement by participating in scary ritual games in the dark. Some girl Kat didn't know invite her over for a sleep. That night, they played truth or dare. When it was Kat's turn, she picked dare. One of the girls said, "I dare you to do Bloody Mary." Kat accept. They gave Kat a lit candle and pushed her into the bathroom. Kat spun over 3 times and said, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary."
When nothing happened, she walked to the door. Before she could reach it, her only light blew out. She banged on the door, begging the girl to open it, but they just laughed. She backed up against the door. The sink and the bath started to run. It poured out thick blood. Its sign was overflowing onto the floor. Kat screamed a blood-curdling scream as a Bloody Mary rose from the water, then crawled out. When she reached Kat, she slit her throat and dragged her back to the bath. The next morning, the girl checked on her. When they saw her, their screams could be heard for miles.
When I was about 9 years old, I went to a friend's for a birthday or slumber party. There were about 10 other girls there. About midnight, we decided to play Merry World. Some of us had never heard of this, so one of the girls told the story. Mary was living a long time ago. She was a very beautiful young girl. One day, she had a terrible accident that left her face so disfigured that nobody would look at her. She had not been allowed to see her own reflection after this accident for fear that she would lose her mind. Before this, she had spent long hours admiring her beauty in her bedroom mirror.
One night, after everyone had gone to bed, unable to fight the curiosity any longer, she crept into a room that had a mirror. As soon as she saw her face, she broke down into terrible screams and sobs. It was at this moment that she was so heartbroken and wanted her old reflection back, that she walked into the mirror to find it, moving to disfigure anybody came looking for her in the mirror. After hearing this story, which was told very scarily, we decided to turn out all of the light and try it. We all handled around the mirror and started repeating, "Mary Worth, Mary Worth, I believe in Mary Worth." After about the 7th time we said it, one of the girls that was in front of the mirror started screaming and trying to push her way back away from the mirror. She was screaming so loud that my friend's mom came running into the room. She quickly turned on the light and found this girl huddled in the corner screaming. She turned her around to see what the problem, and she this long and saw this long fingernail scratch running down her right cheek. I will never forget her face as long as I live.